Velcro. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, July 10th. The year is 2024, in case you didn't know. And this is episode 1,445, and our 1450 show will be in 7 days as we celebrate our numbers from WGNS, AM numbers 1450. Mm-hmm. AM 1450. Having a good week so far?
Yeah.
This is Wednesday. We're halfway home.
It's hump day.
Almost halfway home. And a reminder, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
Hurry on over.
Hump day. We've got random questions. We're going to play Take a Hint again today.
We like that.
It's pretty cool.
We did it yesterday.
Monday.
Or Monday, yeah.
Yeah. Stay with me.
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
It's Wednesday.
Maybe a little too much coffee this morning. Bobby Bonilla. Do you remember Bobby Bonilla?
Baseball player.
Played for the Mets.
Yeah.
And
boo.
He's been retired 10 years now.
I don't like the Mets.
At least 10 years. Maybe more. But anyway.
Was he not on the Mets when, you know, Glavine and all them were on there? So, yeah, it's probably been a while.
So, he gets every year $1.9 million from the Mets every July because he got deferred payments when he signed a big contract with them. So, they deferred the payments, and they are still paying him and will continue to pay him for the next several years.
That's crazy.
It's not over yet. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. You know, last week was Bobby Bonilla Day. And it just, I think Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese player with the Dodgers, his payments have been deferred to kind of help their costs down, keep them under the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to pay him forever, too.
Maybe that's what's happening here at the station. Maybe
they're going to defer our payments?
Yeah.
No.
That's why we haven't been paid yet. You know, they're deferring.
You get money with deferred payments. You just don't get as much.
Maybe it's after you pass away you get those deferred payments.
My family's going to get some money when I go?
Probably not.
Well, I just thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, still paying him. It's been longer than 10 years. It's been probably, well.
Let's see. Let me look that up on the Google machine.
I thought I would have it here, but I don't. Wait, do I? Yes, I do. A $1.19 million payment.
2001 was when he retired.
Okay, the deferred plan started in 2011. He signed a 5-year contract worth about $29 million, if that wasn't enough.
So that means he's going to get payments until 2035.
2035.
Another 11 years.
I mean,
that's nuts.
He was traded to the Baltimore Orioles in 1995 and later won a World Series with the Florida Marlins in 1997. He had another stint with the Mets in 99. As if that wasn't enough, they got him back. And last played in the Major Leagues with the Cardinals in 2001.
So that's 23 years ago he retired, and he's still making money.
That is crazy. The life of a baseball player.
So I guess it's it happens, what, on July? I guess that's probably the new fiscal year for a lot of businesses is July 1st. So I guess he gets that in July.
Yeah, every year. Unbelievable. Hey, it's going to be – I did want to announce that it's July, so summer school is over. So their school's not in session anywhere right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably – well, maybe next week we'll start counting down to the start of school.
Yeah, and I'm sure, let's see, today is the 10th, so around the 20th, I think, is when they crank back up, the administrators do.
Yeah, so. Don't hold me to this, but I think it's like August 7th maybe is the first day of school.
That sounds about right.
That's a Wednesday. I think it's maybe a half day, and then maybe Thursday and Friday,
of course,
something like that.
Football practice will start up before long, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know how early they start. They don't start too long, too early.
No, they've got the 7-on-7 stuff and all that kind of thing that'll be going on. Just went through the dead period for a couple of weeks. So,
our friend David Limbaugh works year-round.
Well, I mean,
the baseball's playing year round just about.
They use the I'm right by Siegel and the lights are on just about every night. So, but that's how they're helping to pay for the turf at these baseball facilities.
Well, Brian and I are excited. We're at hump day. We're ready to go. And we've got much more to come, birthdays and anniversaries. And we've got today in history all coming up. It's 6:17 here on The Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds turn to the north-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Patchy fog possible in spots well after midnight. Lows drop to 67. And then Thursday, more patchy fog possible early. Sunny for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 72.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah!
We got it at the Habitat Restore!
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Del Wamsley and the Wealth Cycle.
This is the wealth cycle that I've taught for 30 years. Buy one house, 10 houses, an apartment, two apartments, 820, 500 units, 1,000 units, 2,000, 5,000 units. And as you keep putting the money and the profits back in, you become one of those rich people. And much quicker than you'd even believe.
Learn Del's Wealth Cycle at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2023. Save 60%. Code 2023. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My personal favorite menu item is our Danish baby back ribs. They're fall off the bone tender, very lean, got a delicious homemade sauce we put on it, and there's nobody serving ribs like these anywhere in Middle Tennessee.
Good food and fun.
Toots. Good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed.
Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? William G. Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Hi, this is Ryan with Tire World Laverne, here to serve all your automotive needs in Rutherford County. We welcome all your fleet and commercial accounts, along with all your regular routine maintenance. Tire World, a hometown family business you can trust.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, battle of division leaders in Philadelphia, the Phillies. The NL East leaders taking it to the Dodgers. The NL West leaders 10-1 the final. Philadelphia's Trey Turner with a grand slam homer. Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber were activated from the injured list. Harper was 0-for-4. Schwarber 1-for-4 with 2 RBI. Orioles, top team in the AL East, lose to the Cubs 9-2, but the Yankees fall to the Rays 5-3. New York has lost 17 of 23, and they're still 3 back of Baltimore in the division. Astros edge the Marlins 4-3, while the Mariners beat the Padres 8-3, so Seattle still leads the AL West by 2 games on Houston. Guardians get by the Tigers 9-8 in 11 innings. Cleveland's Josh Naylor hit the go-ahead RBI single, drove in 4 for the AL Central leaders. The NL Central leading Brewers lose big to the Pirates 12-2. Joey Bart a grand slam for Pittsburgh. And the Braves down the Diamondbacks 6-2. Atlanta starter Chris Sale gets his major league leading 12th win of the season.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, you can visit mte.com/prosolar. That's P-R-O, capital S-O-L-A-R.
Yeah. I don't know that you have to capitalize.
Oh, you don't have to.
Yeah, just pro-solar.
We were talking off air about not seeing going to see a Braves game, and my leg is getting better. I'm walking up steps now, so
You're bounding up the steps.
I've done a lot better. For some reason, my 50th reunion came along and my leg decided to go, oh, I think I'm better now.
Yeah, you cut a rug.
Well, I cut a rug, yeah. Now, if I walk for a long distance, that limp will start back just a little bit, but...
Some of that may be habit, too.
Yeah, football stadiums won't be a problem, but
it's
my back.
I'm so good.
But it's my back. It's my back that's causing trouble. And I sitting in there for such a long time, it's going to be rough. I'll just look at my shortened schedule and see which ones I can make, which one I not. So be careful. Be careful when you schedule this year. That's all I can say. Song of the day?
Sure.
Let's change the subject. we're at number, three?
Three. We're looking at 1999.
Come on, luck be a lady. Here we go. Roll
the
dice.
Third biggest song of the year.
That's Monica.
So I remember this song.
I do. I remember this one.
But I wouldn't have thought it would have been one of the biggest hits of the year, but I guess so.
So far, I'm pretty disappointed with the top five list. Hope it gets better.
Well, Britney was okay on Monday, but we'll have to see what the rest of the week has in store.
Baby One More Time was good. Yeah. That was good. Ginger Diaz. Do you know Ginger?
I don't.
She is today's good neighbor of the day for having a smile, even in difficult times. Ginger Diaz will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And I want to remind you guys, you're doing a good job of sending those good neighbors in.
They are, folks. We really do appreciate it. We do it every weekday. That's five a week, 20 a month or so. And it takes quite an undertaking to get all those in. But it's you that does that. So if you'll continue to text neighbor to our phone number, 615-893-1450, and just fill out the information. We need a name, address, phone number, and a sentence why you want to nominate them as good neighbor of the day. And that's it. It's quick. It's easy. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets you to that same web form. So check it out. Help us out. Facts of life. The facts of life. Well, John, the abbreviation OMG that was added to dictionaries back in 2011, but its first known use was back in 1917.
Really? Mm-hmm. 1917. That's amazing. You're amazing. Wow. What can I say?
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board in the Las Casas, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting is July 12th through 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board. Stan Vaught, treasurer.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Murray County man has been indicted on two counts of tax evasion. Jackie Sloan is accused of having provided false amounts on the registrations of two vehicles to the Murray County Clerk's Office. The city of Murfreesboro announced that it would not move forward with a planned amphitheater project. The Notes Live Entertainment Complex project agreement was set in 2022. Officials from the city said that Notes Live failed to meet the conditions set forth in its development agreement. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland said that although they're not moving forward with the project, the city council had already approved plans for a $26 million infrastructure improvement to Medical Center Parkway. A Chapel Hill gun shop was broken into after a vehicle crashed into the building Tuesday morning. Chapel Hill Police Department reported officers quickly responded and pursued the vehicle into Davidson County, an estimated distance of some 45 miles. The vehicle that crashed into the business was located in Nolensville near the Williamson County line. not reported if anybody was arrested after that vehicle was found. In case you missed it, Joe Bonsall is dead. He was a member of the iconic country music group the Oak Ridge Boys and a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He was inducted into the Philadelphia Music Hall of Fame, the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and the Country Music Hall of Fame. Bonsall requested no funeral, and in lieu of flowers, requested donations may be made to the ALS Association or to the Vanderbilt Medical Center ALS and Neuroscience Research Center. Joe Bonsall was 76. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers, Good Neighbor Events, we've got a check of the weather, we've got a first look at traffic coming up, all that coming up before we even get to 7 o'clock, which is pretty amazing. John and Brian here with you. And we're rolling along on a Wednesday hump day, and we've got random questions. I forgot about that too. That's today.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
You're on the hot seat.
Of course.
Got 10 best westerns. If you're wondering, if you want to watch a western, rewatch a western. Here are the top 10. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
We'll go fast because we've got to do today in history. Red River, number 10. That stars John Wayne and Montgomery Cliff. It's in black and white, Brian, so forget it for you. Yeah, forget it for you. In fact, a lot of these are in black and white. High Noon with Gary Cooper is number 9. That was in 1952. Shane! Come back, Shane. 1953. Shane. That is in color, and it is a good one. So you might want to watch that.
Okay.
The Searchers, I think, is the greatest movie of all time, the greatest western of all time.
Is it really?
It's in color. It was made in 1956.
Makes it the best of all time?
Just the scenery, the acting. It was really good. John Wayne, Jeffrey Hunter, Natalie Wood is a little girl is in that. Rio Bravo is number 6. If you don't like anything but 1959, that was in color. John Wayne, Angie Dickinson, Rick Nelson, and Dean Martin are in that one. That is a really good movie. The Magnificent Seven. You've probably seen the remake.
I have.
Okay. Well, let's don't just downgrade it because, well, you know.
I just said I had.
It's number 5 on the list in 1960. I think it's in color. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, 1966. That was number 4. Yep. Number 4, that's Clint Eastwood. Once Upon a Time in the West is number 3. Uh-oh. The Unforgiven is number 2. And I'll have to look up number 1 because I just lost it on my computer.
Oh, no. Is it not Django, maybe?
No, I don't think so. But I'll look it up. I'll see if I can find it.
That's yet to come. You'll have to stay tuned.
I guess so. Why don't you look it up? Why don't you find that number 1? While I'm doing this today in history, you can't do that.
Number 1 western of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's not any of the other 9, that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's time for today in history.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And as while you frantically search for that number 1 western, rewatchable.
I'm not sure of your source, but this is from Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And it says The Good, the Bad, the Ugly was number 1.
Okay.
Treasure of Sierra Madre, High Noon, Stagecoach.
Stagecoach is number 1. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
There you go. That was a rewatchable westerns. It was
gotcha.
The title of that.
Okay.
All right. 1040 Lady Godiva rides naked on horseback through the Coventry.
Yeehaw!
Forcing her husband to lower taxes. It's one way to get it.
I guess.
1892, the first concrete paved street is built.
1964, the Beatles release A Hard Day's Night, their third studio album.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log.
And in 1967, Bobby Gentry's records Ode to Billy Joe. The single goes on to win four Grammys.
I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay.
In 1978, World News Tonight premieres on ABC with Max Robinson, the first black anchor on a network newscast in the United States. 1985, Coca-Cola Company announces it will resume selling the old formula Coke. Best news you ever heard.
Yeah, I didn't mind the new Coke, though.
That figures. 2000, Coldplay released their debut album, Parachutes. And the final four boys and their coach are rescued from Thang Long Nang Non Cave. Did I say that right? Thailand.
You did a very good job.
After being trapped there for 18 days by monsoon flooding. And finally, on Today in History, 2019, Taylor Swift's named the world's highest-paid entertainer by Forbes, earning $185 million, and it's gone up since then. And that's Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind. It's 6:33. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. July 10th, 1967. The new Christy Minstrels breakup. They formed a new band called The First Edition. July 10th, 1974. David Bowie recorded his two-night stand in Philadelphia. It was later released as David Live. And July 10th, 1989.
What's up, Doc?
Mel Blanc died.
Conference.
He was 81.
Great horny toad.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
What a dope. What a maroon.
And that's Rewind.
That's all, folks.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. To the north-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Patchy fog possible in spots well after midnight. Lows drop to 67. And then Thursday, more patchy fog possible early. Sunny for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 72.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here in a couple of spots. Coming down I-40 right now out of Wilson County, making your way into Hermitage. There was a stalled vehicle up against the wall earlier northbound over there on Briley Parkway near Lebanon Pike. T-Dot should be behind it here in the next few minutes. Also checking a stalled car northbound 65 at Dickerson Pike. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Maybe you're new to town and want to learn more about our local history. Well, head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning from 9 until noon. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society will be there to talk local history. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. Don't forget about early voting. July the 12th through the 27th. That's right. Exercise your right as an American and early vote. July the 12th through the 27th. Also enjoy farm fresh produce, eggs, milk, cheese, and even flowers at our farmers markets. The Rutherford County Farmers Markets every Tuesday and Friday morning from 7 until noon. And that's at the Lane Agropark. They're at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard, just down from Sam's. That's Tuesdays and Friday mornings from 7 until noon. And, of course, the big farmers market all around the Rutherford County Courthouse on Saturday mornings from 8 until noon. At the same time, there's a farmers market in Smyrna at the Depot. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, this is Scott. If you're often feeling tired, notice a lack of motivation and drive, or weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels, so don't wait to find out. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test, and with their on-site lab, you'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not your typical doctor's office either. It's concierge medicine for men, and their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with a customized treatment plan for each patient. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you without the need to come in for weekly visits. So get back to your best. Get to Low T Center to find out your testosterone levels. And right now at Low T Center, it's only $25 to get your testosterone level tested. You'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
It's easy just to start off of taking the macular degeneration vitamins and going on the Mediterranean diet. Those two things each cause a significant decrease in the risk of you going from the dry form of macular degeneration to the severe form, which is the wet form of macular degeneration.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
All right, we're looking at about 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. And it's been a good week so far, a 5-3 on the dad joke of the day. Of course, I always ask what Alan Swader thinks about it.
Your jokes are amazing.
There you go. That's all you got to hear. That's all you really need. It's really brought some confidence to you, I think. He's helped you.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, we're always constantly getting, like, you know.
Well, Mr. Negative hasn't been here for 2 weeks.
Well, that's true, too. That helped a lot. No. So, 5-3, what will it be today?
John, I know you're going to look at me and think you're crazy, but, you know, I've got a new favorite exercise that I'm doing. It's a combination between a lunge and a crunch.
Really?
Yeah, it's called lunch.
Oh, that made me laugh.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. Should that be a 5 or a 4? Huh. That's hard to... I'm going 5.
Are you?
Well, it made me laugh instantly.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was coming, but it made me laugh. So,
and probably true.
So take that, Alan Swader.
It's the only exercise
hey,
that I'm
your
doing.
Jokes are amazing, dude.
Oh, thanks.
We'll be back 6:41 here on The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. President Biden spoke at the NATO summit in Washington as he tries to prove he still has what it takes to serve 4 more years. But more Democrats are coming forward to say they don't think so. Among them, the first senator, Michael Bennett. He tells CNN the president cannot beat Donald Trump.
He was ahead before President Biden had that very unfortunate debate. And the lead has been growing. And we have 4 months.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at the NATO summit, urging more support for his nation's war with Russia.
We all need exactly this. Leadership that does not
wait for
a senior living facility near Houston among the many homes and businesses with no electricity after Hurricane Beryl. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Southeast Texas are without power right now, and the temperature is supposed to be going up. And for some, that's just too hot to handle.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Rutherford County Schools' new branding and marketing initiative has been launched. For the past several months, the team at RCS and Rhodes Branding have collaborated on a rebranding process to elevate the district's brand in an increasingly competitive K-12 educational environment. To shape the creative vision and direction, Rhodes Branding collected feedback from the RCS students, families, staff, and the broader Rutherford County community through surveys, workshops, interviews, and focus groups. RCS wants to attract future generations of high-caliber students, staff, and families by authentically representing the district's core values and unique attributes in tangible forms that resonate with parents and other key stakeholders. 17 new deputies have completed 8 weeks of intensive internal training to officially launch their careers with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. During a ceremony held last Wednesday, Deputy Chief Steve Spence congratulated the new deputies and presented them with their badges in front of their families and friends. Linebaugh Public Library is hosting local author Aaron Chestnut for a book signing Saturday, July 27th from 10 to 2. The author will be signing and selling copies of her book, Fight for Me. Fight for Me is about a girl who thinks she's nothing and the boy who knows she's everything. The author will have copies of her book to sign and sell for $13.99 plus tax. Cash and credit cards will be accepted. Socialize with us on social media. Head over to facebook.com/WGNSradio. Click the like button. Follow us on X at WGNSradio. And don't forget our website with news on demand 24/7, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board in the Las Casas, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting is July 12th through 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board. Stan Vaught, treasurer.
Renewable natural gas is an incredible resource with the ability to power your home and lifestyle. At Middle Point, we've broken ground on a state-of-the-art facility that will capture natural gas on-site and repurpose it into sustainable pipeline-quality gas.
Once operational, this facility will produce enough energy to heat 40,000 homes per year. Learn more about this at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place, and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how are you doing and what can I do to help you, and it's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good news. There's a lot of good news.
Oh, good.
On the Wake Up Crew this morning. Report news. Willie Nelson has been cleared by doctors to return back to the road to sing.
Oh, good.
He'd been, I don't know if he was hospitalized, but he had to cancel a concert. His son has been filling in for him on some of these things.
Interesting.
But Willie's 91, so the fact that he's up there is amazing to me anyway.
And still performing.
Yeah, still performing. Of course,
I didn't know Willie Nelson's son did that kind of thing.
They say he sounds just like him. I don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Got some other news to report, too. Lainey Wilson, newest member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her for that.
Are you going to watch the last season of Yellowstone?
I will. I don't know if it's going to be the last season.
Oh, you think it'll continue?
Well, they're going to have to figure out.
There's no Kevin Costner.
Well, there's a mid-season, what they're coming up with mid-season of season 5, they're going to have to do away with him in that anyway. So I don't know if they're going to continue or not, but he's not going to be in the second half of the fifth season.
Well, they've got some stars still on the show that they could probably survive without him, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think maybe they'll use some flashbacks or maybe they have some footage. I don't know how they're going to close that just abruptly.
But he's kind of agreeable. I mean, they could use flashbacks of him and that kind of thing. But
I guess.
Yeah.
I really don't know how they're going to do it.
Got into that show, and I wish I had. And the first episode looked great. The first 10 minutes, and I never have gotten back to it.
Really?
Yeah. So. What is on Paramount?
Right. I've enjoyed the spinoffs, the 1823 or whatever, and the 1920-something. Harrison Ford did a really good job, I thought.
Are they going to bring it back?
I think those were just kind of
one series things,
yeah. You know, one season kind of things. There's a ranch called the 666 that's based in Texas that's been a part of the actual Yellowstone, and I think they're doing a spinoff with that, or at least there was talk of it. So it's been wildly popular. Taylor Sheridan kind of set the woods on fire. He does that Mayor of Kingstown that's on Paramount.
Oh, okay.
He's a producer of that. And Tulsa King with,
I know
Sylvester Stallone. No, maybe. Yeah.
That's a big hit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right. The year... 1920, David Brinkley was born. He was an American NBC news anchor of the Huntley Brinkley Report and stayed many years with ABC after that. He died in 2003. 1922, Jake LaMotta, American boxer, world middleweight champion. They had a movie named after him, Raging Bull, with Robert De Niro. 1923, Earl Hamner Jr., American creator and narrator of the TV show The Waltons. 1923, Earl Hamner Jr., American creator and narrator of the TV show The Waltons. And you can catch The Waltons on MeTV.
Okay.
Every day at 11, I believe. It's right before Gunsmoke. That's all I know. In 1926, you know, I didn't like The Waltons when it first came on. I didn't watch it much. But as I've gotten older, I've appreciated it more. So I have caught some reruns of The Waltons.
Oh, well, that's nice. I didn't think you liked it because of John Boy.
I don't like it because of John Boy, but he was good as John Boy. But yeah. I just don't like that name. Everybody calls me. Except you. You don't.
No.
Every once in a while you do.
I would dare
not do
that.
You do it on the air, though, when I can't say anything. 1926, Fred Gwynne, American actor, was Car 54, Where Are You? A lot of people forget he was in that show. But then, I guess his claim to fame was the Munsters.
It's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's too wet, I know, wild. Car 54, where are you?
And that dates it right there with Khrushchev, mention of Khrushchev in it.
Yeah.
1931, Nick Adams, American actor, played Johnny Yuma, the rebel.
Johnny Yuma was the rebel. He roamed through the west. Did Johnny Yuma.
1943, Arthur Ashe was born, American tennis player. Sophia Vergara. Vergara. How do you say
Vergara.
That? Vergara. Okay. 1972 was in Modern Family. And in 1980, Jessica Simpson, American singer and pop star, born in Abilene, Texas. A lot of people forget she had some hits.
She did a little country too, I think, didn't she?
Tried to be an actress. That didn't work out too well
for her. No, not really.
And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays around town. Murphy Fair. Wow.
Oh, another one, Murph.
Old codger. Eddie Taylor, another old codger. Michael Lashley, Deborah Linfant, and Betty Chambers have birthdays. I'm butchering everybody's name today. Might as well.
Hey, if you've got a birthday or an anniversary you want to add to our list, it's simple to do. Call or text in 615-893-1450. Everybody you call or text in this morning, we'll get them on around 8 o'clock and give away some Nanner Pudding from Slick Pig. Well, let's see. Today is National Pina Colada Day.
Oh, if you like pina coladas.
Yeah. Hmm. They made a song after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds turn to the north-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Patchy fog possible in spots well after midnight. Lows drop to 67. And then Thursday, more patchy fog possible early. Sunny for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 72.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Good morning. Starting to crank up with more volume as we stare at it live here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards Nashville. Looks good right now. Down 65 through Robertson County and to Sumner County through Millersville. Watch for a little bit of radar. At least it was earlier on I-40 out in the Mount Juliet area. Nash Painting is your non-franchise painting company here in Middle Tennessee. Mention this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting at 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working, and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat ReStore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adam's Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I'm going to try not to butcher the good neighbor of the day's name. You ready?
I think you've got this.
A deep prayer. Ginger Diaz. No, I said that wrong too. I think it's Diaz. It might be Diaz. So I'm not really wrong. I just don't know.
Right.
Okay. She's a good neighbor of the day for having a smile. What would you say her name is?
Diaz.
Okay. Ginger Diaz is today's good neighbor of the day for having a smile, even in difficult times. Ginger, that's one way you can get away with it, will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you'd like to send in a good neighbor, we've made it super simple. Text NEIGHBOR. Just the word, single word, to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply, fill out the info, click submit. You can get to that from our website. You can throw it in the mail, even call later on in the day, talk to Melissa. All the many ways you can get in a good neighbor of the day. And don't forget those birthdays, too, to call or text in. World News is next.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
More of the Wake Up Crew to come right after the news at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Democratic divide.
I'm with Joe.
Many of my colleagues have concern.
No power, no relief.
Very hot inside the house.
Alec Baldwin on trial.
Opening statements get underway today.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the struggle within the Democratic Party over President Biden's re-election candidacy intensifies as the campaign trail heats up.
He is a fighter.
Vice President Harris trying to make the case for four more years. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports the man who wants to retake the White House rallied support in Florida.
Donald Trump back on the campaign trail for the first time in over 10 days.
Joe is, in fact, all talk and no action.
Capitalizing on President Biden's struggles.
Joe's own party now wants him to throw in the towel and surrender the presidency after a single 90-minute performance.
With the Republican National Convention starting on Monday, Trump is preparing to announce his running mate. One of the contenders joined him last night. Florida Senator Marco Rubio stepped up the attacks against Vice President Kamala Harris.
Of all the crazy left-wing policies they want for our country,
She supported every single one of them.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us the president has been trying to shore up supports and command the world stage.
NATO is more powerful than ever.
Just as President Biden was looking to project strength with a speech to NATO leaders yesterday, House and Senate Democrats were holding tense, closed-door meetings.
We're riding with Biden.
But you all on the same page?
No. What do you mean you're not on the same page?
They're not even in the same book.
They were discussing Biden's candidacy and polling that shows him slipping in battleground states. Last night, Colorado's Michael Bennett became the first Democratic senator to publicly say Biden can't beat Trump.
Donald Trump is on track to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill urged Biden to help lead the process toward a new nominee. But New York's Jerry Nadler, who told colleagues privately on Sunday that Biden should leave the race, now says he backs Biden.
We have to support him.
Stifling heat is a big story in the East, in parts of the West, and in the storm zone in eastern Texas. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranco.
2 days after Beryl slammed into Texas as a Category 1 hurricane, more than 1.7 million customers here are still in the dark.
Once it went out, they stayed out.
We spoke to Yvette Carrasco outside her home in Channelview. Without power, she told us, the triple-digit heat index has been unbearable.
It was hot.
Are you okay?
About to not be okay.
Minutes into our interview, she said she had to sit down. Some Texans escaped the severe heat and humidity at local cooling centers.
This year, my complex has lost power twice. It seems incredibly common that the infrastructure can't handle basic storm.
Now to the Middle East. Correspondent Holly Williams has the latest on the war in Gaza.
An Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza killed at least 25 people, according to an Associated Press reporter who counted the bodies. Israel's military said it used a precise munition to kill a militant who took part in the October 7th attacks and is reviewing the incident. Israel's military has called for yet another evacuation of Palestinians. Some in Gaza have now fled the fighting 4 or 5 times.
Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has details this morning on a close call in the sky that's under investigation.
Air traffic control cleared American Airlines flight 5511 from Washington Reagan with 79 people on board to land at the Syracuse airport, and then appears to clear a Delta flight for takeoff from the same runway.
Wait, who's cleared to take off on 28?
The American pilots sounded the alarm.
Turn around, Blue Streak 5511.
As that American flight climbed to about 1,825 feet, it was on the same course as Delta 5421 as it was taking off for New York's LaGuardia Airport with 80 people on board. They were separated by only about 725 feet of vertical distance, with the American regional jet appearing to pass directly over the climbing Delta plane.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the first full working day of the NATO summit in Washington after yesterday's welcome by President Biden, touching on a top agenda item, support for Ukraine.
Russia will not prevail. Ukraine will prevail.
Ukraine's President Zelensky urges decisive action before the November election in the U.S. to repel Russian forces.
Imagine how much we can achieve when all limitations are lifted.
A closely watched trial now has a jury.
Opening statements get underway today in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The jury is mostly comprised of women, and two jurors reported to the court they have never seen or heard anything about the 2021 deadly onset shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin was holding a prop gun when it fired, striking Hutchins. Baldwin has maintained his innocence, saying he never pulled the trigger. Elise Preston, CBS News, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Well, details are emerging of an incident that happened on July 5th. A member of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor's security team shot an armed man during an attempted carjacking.
18-year-old Kentrell Flowers sustained a non-life-threatening injury to the jaw, CBS News has learned, after allegedly tapping a gun against the car window of a deputy U.S. Marshal standing post near Sotomayor's home. D.C. police are still investigating, but say there's no indication the suspect targeted the Supreme Court justice or knew who he was attempting to carjack. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
Two Democratic senators are calling for a special counsel to investigate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. They say there's evidence of repeated and willful omissions of gifts and income from Thomas's annual financial disclosure reports. A 50-year member of the Oak Ridge Boys has died.
Elvira. Elvira.
Joe Bonsall, the tenor in the Grammy-winning group that had a big crossover hit with that one in 1981, has died. He was 76 and had ALS. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. Updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
Toots. Don't feel like cooking dinner tonight? Download Uber Eats and search for Toots. Check out Toots on Uber Eats today. You can order our full menu. Just download the Uber Eats app and search for the Toots nearest you to have it delivered fast and fresh to your door.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds turn to the north-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Patchy fog possible in spots well after midnight. Lows drop to 67. And then Thursday, more patchy fog possible early. Sunny for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 72.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning. Just a couple of fender benders out here up to this point. Now, it has picked up with more volume on 24 as you come up through the Antioch area. In right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as it cranks up there in Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area, especially going westbound on I-40, making your way into the Hermitage area. Radar earlier on I-40 out in Dixon County, so be careful. Hey, whether you need a new roof, a roof repair, or a roof inspection, Construction, independent roofing specialist, has you covered. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Get it later from the paper or get it now from the radio. WGNSradio.com. We're News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. It is the 10th day of July, and July is flying by just as quick as June did, it seems. Summertime, Wednesday morning, by the way. Yes, it indeed. It is hump day. And John's back here with me.
I am.
You're here. Show number 1450 is just 7 days away. A week from today, John, will be episode 1450 of the Wake Up Crew. That makes today 1445.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good calculation there.
5 shows, 7 days. Got the 2 weekends.
So I need to bring the cookies.
Wednesday morning.
Okay.
A week from today.
Okay.
Crumble cookies.
I know.
Crumble.
Oh, don't go down and get some from Kroger.
No, that won't work.
Okay.
No. We want the deal. You can't eat. I can't eat, but like half of a crumble cookie.
I guarantee if I bring one in here on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., you'll be chunking that thing down.
Okay. Jeez.
You'll be hungry, and it'll be sitting there staring at you. You'll eat it.
Probably.
I'm hungry right now. You got anything to eat in here?
No, it's all gone. So the previous 2 days we looked at fall TV shows for CBS, ABC, and Fox. Today, NBC.
Yeah, this one's interesting to me.
Yeah. So talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. And later on in the hour, of course, random questions. That's on deck after this segment and after sports. And then I think we're going to play Take a Hint once again, 7:35 segment this morning.
I got a question about CBS. I meant to ask you the other day.
Okay.
What's the one about So Help Me Todd? Why did they cancel it? It had pretty good ratings.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't see that it was listed.
Yeah, it's not renewed.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It was a good show.
I never caught it.
It's kind of funny. Well, that's the problem.
Well.
You only sit there with your little streaming services and you don't watch regular television, and some of these shows are going off the air because of you.
Well, I've got Hulu, but I didn't.
Well, Hulu, that's not on Hulu.
Yes, it is.
CBS. That's CBS. That's ABC is Hulu.
That's where I have all of my regular TV channels.
Oh, Hulu. Yeah, but you stream a lot. I know you do.
Well, I didn't watch that show.
If it's got a commercial. Oh, heavens. It's got a commercial in it. I'm going to get rid of it.
Okay.
They have to pay. They have to advertise to help pay for the show.
I understand.
That's how we get on the air.
That is very
advertisers.
True. Yeah.
I don't see you going, oh, I'm not going to listen to it because it's not on. Never mind. I'm just in a rant.
That's apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool it, right?
What?
Nothing. Song of the day. The third biggest hit of 1999 was by Monica. Angel of Mine, that's the third biggest hit of 99. Number two, tomorrow. Number one, on Friday. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. All right, so NBC. Here is their fall schedule. You already have really half of what's going on there. 5 of the network's returning scripted shows have been around for 10 or more years on NBC. So Wednesdays will be, once again, the Chicago shows. Chicago Med, Fire, and PD, all back-to-back. Thursdays are all about, guess what? Law and Order. The flagship series returning for its 24th season, and Law and Order SVU back for season 26. Notably absent is Law and Order Organized Crime, but don't worry, it hasn't been canceled. They're moving it over to Peacock
It's a little grittier.
Yeah. That's going to be streaming exclusive starting next season.
Where's AGT? America's Got Talent on Mondays, I guess. Mondays and Tuesdays.
Well, that's summertime.
Oh,
they are usually spring and into summer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. New series sprinkled in. Zachary Quinto's medical drama Brilliant Minds will follow The Voice on Mondays.
The Voice, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of,
yeah,
The Voice.
Yeah, it's coming back. The hospital mockumentary St. Denis Medical, NBC's attempt to have something like Abbott Elementary, is going to lead off Tuesdays, along with a pair of their top comedies, Night Court and Reba McEntire's Happy Places, kicks off Friday nights. So Deal or No Deal Island was renewed, along with all the...
Really?
Yeah, it was. canceled, Extended Family, La Brea, Magnum P.I., Quantum Leap, and Transplant. Those were canceled shows. So your fall lineup for NBC in the fall at, I guess this would be, The Voice at 8 o'clock. It's 2 hours. That's Eastern. And then 9 o'clock, Brilliant Minds, first season for that. New season with our new, followed by Night Court, The Voice at 9 and Irrational at 10. Wednesdays, Chicago Med, Fire, and PD. Thursdays, Law and Order, SVU, and then Found in its second season.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I haven't seen that one. What's it about?
That's a good show, and so is Irrelevant. What is it? Irrational. Yeah, those are two pretty good shows. They debuted last year, mid-season.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What is this? Friday, Happy Place, Lopez versus Lopez, and Dateline.
Have you ever seen Lopez versus Lopez?
I saw a couple episodes of it. It's funny. And will be on NBC. They've got a night game as well. Notre Dame football is going to Peacock.
Oh, wow.
Because they've got Big Ten at NBC. So there you go. Did want to say, but not to NCIS. Oh, oh. He's returning to acting. John, he is going to be in the movie Freaky Friday 2. He's returning in his...
Jamie Lee Curtis, too.
Yeah. Returning in his role as Ryan in that. So that's 2025. Sports news coming up, then random questions.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, a battle of division leaders in Philadelphia saw the NL East leading Phillies roll over the NL West leading Dodgers 10-1. Philadelphia's Trey Turner hit a grand slam. Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber were back off the injured list for the Phillies. Harper was 0-4. Schwarber 1-4 with 2 runs driven in the win. Orioles, the AL East leaders, lose to the Cubs 9-2, while the Yankees fall to the Rays 5-3. Yankees have lost 17 of the last 23 games, and they're still 3 back of Baltimore in the division race. Astros get by the Marlins 4-3, Mariners over the Padres 8-3. Seattle still leads the AL West by 2 games on Houston. Guardians, the AL Central leaders, edge the Tigers 9-8 in 11 innings. Cleveland's Josh Naylor had the go-ahead RB single, drove in 4 on the night. Brewers lose to the Pirates 12-2. That's the NL Central leaders getting knocked out by Pittsburgh. Joey Bart a grand slam for the Pirates.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Residents enjoy Adams Place.
At Adams Place, they have different things, entertainments, and things that you can get out and keep your mind going.
We're talking with Helen Alexander.
And that's what I like about Adams Place. I think most, although the food, I am very blessed to be here at Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9-
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Hey, bargain hunters, listen up. This is Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots. If bargain prizes is what you want, come to French's and shop our everyday bargain racks. These shoes and boots are out of the boxes and are always 50 to 90% off the regular retail prices. Shoe brands like Cole Haan, Joseph Seibel, Clarks, Nike, and more. Boot brands like Justin, Ariat, Corral, Chippewa, Dan Post, and many more. Out of the box, but 50 to 90% off every day. That's French's Shoes and Boots.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on News Radio, WGNS, with the Wake Up Crew.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And once again, it's time to play Random Questions with our two... just only one contestant. That would be you, Brian. You've got to carry it.
Sorry.
Take one for the team. Here we go with the first question to our contestant. Are you ready?
I think.
What have you learned about your partner, which would be your wife, that you did not know about in your first 6 months together?
Ooh, boy. I've forgotten so much. Plus 25 years or so. I didn't know how crazy her family was.
Oh, wow. They're going to love that. But,
just kidding.
Merry Christmas.
Some of them listen. I just made a mistake.
What is one wedding tradition you would change or eliminate?
I'll go with the throwing of the bouquet.
Oh, okay. You think that's just a waste of time?
Yeah.
I think the whole wedding shebang needs to be curtailed a little bit. You know, cut back down a little bit.
They're big events.
You know, yeah. What music do you like to listen to? Never mind. I didn't read the whole question. Sorry.
80s, Debbie Gibson.
Okay.
Tiffany.
Oh, man. What do you think would lower the divorce rate?
Not get married.
Oh, man. These are supposed to be thought-provoking.
I do think sometimes we maybe rush into it. Don't really fully. I think a lot of people go into it without this being a lifelong decision that they make and don't consider everything because divorce is so easy. That's my thought.
In your relationship, who is in charge of vacation planning?
That would be. Well, it was Heather, and then she lost those rights one time. Well, we got there. And we didn't have a reservation.
Oh, she forgot to book.
Well, she thought she did, but apparently she booked incorrectly.
So you eliminated her from the thought process anymore.
Well, then I started making sure we had the...
Are you possessive or jealous in nature?
I don't think I'm probably possessive then. No comment
I'm
from
having,
you.
No, I'm having to skip questions.
Oh,
here.
I see.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of an arranged marriage?
Ooh. Well, I would think a disadvantage is, what if you don't really like that person?
Yeah, that would be the worst.
But an advantage would be, I mean, you don't have to worry about all the dating and all that stuff, and maybe there's money involved. Who knows?
Yeah, if they have money.
Yeah.
How many hugs do you need a day, Brian?
Hugs?
Uh-huh.
I probably don't. Well, I don't like them.
You like licks from Ladybug, don't you?
Well, no, those are okay. I'm not a real hugger. You're not a hugger, are you?
Uh-huh, yeah. I am. Who is the most romantic couple you know for real or in movies or TV? You get your choice.
See, I don't like rom-coms or anything like that, so.
What about for real?
For real? I have no clue. I can't help you on that one.
Boy, you're good at this. Wow. This might be the worst one ever. Describe your ideal mate.
Um, hmm. money would be nice, you know. No, there has to be love in a marriage.
That's the first thing that popped out of your head, money?
Well, just going back to that arranged marriage thing.
What is something you keep telling your mate on a regular basis that you have to tell her? Or
I always have to tell her to talk into the phone.
Oh,
because she's really bad about pulling the phone microphone down so far. So we're like an old couple talking on the phone. Can't hear you. What'd you say?
Okay, I need to get away from marriage. This is not working. I've got 1 minute left. Do you put your right or left sock on first?
I put my left sock on first.
Really? I put my right on first.
I don't know why, but I put my left sock on first.
Have you ever chewed on things like fingernails, pins, etc.?
I'm not a chewer. But now Dalton does. He chews on anything plastic.
Yeah. Do you ignore RSVPs?
No, but I don't get many RSVPs either. But, I mean, I think it's the only right thing to do if they ask for an RSVP to do that.
Okay, what do you procrastinate about? What would be one thing you procrastinate about?
Probably housework, yard work, that kind of thing.
Anything with work, pretty much, except this work.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Random questions.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You get the call from your mother, and we started talking, and she decided to move.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I love her to death, but she's not going to live with me. So then it becomes a process of looking at different locations throughout the whole process. This was the place that I thought she would fit most comfortably and make the adjustment.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Hey, we get it. Life's busy, and the last thing you need to worry about is where your trash goes and how much it's going to cost you. With Middle Point Landfill, Rutherford County residents receive free disposal.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We pride ourselves in making your waste one less worry. Take it to the curb, and we'll take it from there.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers energy-saving tips during the hot summer months. Minimize use of stoves and ovens, which raise kitchen temperatures. Opt for grilling, slow cooker, or microwave. Find more at mte.com/myenergyplan.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30, it's Wednesday morning. It is July the 10th, episode 1445 of The Wake Up Crew.
And Murphy Fair and Eddie Taylor are not old codgers. I need to apologize. They're old racehorses. They've got a birthday today.
Old is the key word.
Yeah, old is. Okay. Michael Lashley, Deborah Linfont, and Betty Chambers have birthdays today from News Radio WGNS.
Now, we came into the morning with those names. If you didn't hear the name you called or text in earlier, hey, we're going to announce that at 8 o'clock. We'll announce everything that we've gotten through the morning. And if you haven't done so yet, get your person on the birthday list, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Call us now. It's your deadline time for all that now.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds turn to the north-northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds. Patchy fog possible in spots well after midnight. Lows drop to 67. And then Thursday, more patchy fog possible early. Sunny for the afternoon and highs make it into the lower 90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 72.
Good morning. I'm seeing slow traffic go right here on 65 southbound, trying to get down past Trinity Lane. It's that time of the morning for not only to get busy there, but 24 westbound. That's loading up pretty good up through Antioch. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, that volume of traffic has really increased out through Millersville in the last few minutes. 65 southbound through that section of Sumner County. Whether you need a new roof, a repair, or a roof inspection, Independent Roofing Specialist has you covered. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The city of Murfreesboro announced that it would not move forward. Notes Live failed to meet the conditions set forth in its development agreement. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland said that although they're not moving forward with the project, the city council had already approved plans for a $26 million infrastructure improvement to Medical Center Parkway. A Chapel Hill gun shop was broken into after a vehicle crashed into the building Tuesday morning. Chapel Hill Police Department reported officers quickly responded and pursued the vehicle into Davidson County, an estimated distance of some 45 miles. The vehicle that crashed into the business was found out to be stolen. That stolen vehicle was located in Nolensville near the Williamson County line. Not reported if anybody was arrested after that vehicle was found. In case you missed it, Joe Bonsall is dead. He was a member of the iconic country music group the Oak Ridge Boys and a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He was inducted into the Philadelphia Music Hall of Fame, the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and the Country Music Hall of Fame. Also requested no funeral, and in lieu of flowers, requested donations may be made to the ALS Association or to the Vanderbilt Medical Center, ALS and Neuroscience Research Center. Joe Bonsall was 76. And an 80-year-old Murray County man has been indicted on two counts of tax evasion. Jackie Sloan is accused of having provided false amounts on the registrations of two vehicles to the Murray County Clerk's Office. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership. And they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband. I'm now a candidate for school board. In the last cases, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting is July 12th through 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board. Stan Vaught, treasurer.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's time to take a hint.
All right, this is where we give you clues, and you get, what, I think five clues?
Six clues.
Six clues.
Yep. And points based off of that.
Yeah. All right, here, I'll go first?
Sure.
All right. This one, it has a very long neck.
A giraffe.
No.
Okay.
Clue two. It has a few strings.
Long neck, neck and a few strings.
A guitar?
That is correct.
Wow.
Bing, bing. Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah, easy one. I mean, not too easy, but.
All right, John, here's one for you. It makes a statement.
Okay. I don't have no guess.
It comes in many different colors. Want another one?
A bold statement. I don't know.
Often sold in a tube. T-U-B-E. Makes a statement. Comes in many different colors. Sold in a tube. I think you might, with this next clue, it's a makeup.
It's a makeup. Comes in a tube.
Makes a statement. Comes in many different colors.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure though. I would.
Can be glossy, sparkly.
Well, I'm thinking makeup now.
Right.
You know,
you're that would
clown,
be
a, clown makeup.
No, no. It goes around the mouth.
Lipstick.
That's it.
Okay.
That one was a little harder, wasn't it?
A lot harder than guitar. Okay. Oh, I need to mark these, don't I?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, this one. Oh, this is easy. You're going to get this real quick. It starts off dry and turns sticky.
Starts off dry. Okay, I need another one.
Sometimes in the shape of a ball.
I think I need another one.
How about it comes in a pack. Sticky. Ball comes in a pack.
Bubble gum?
Yeah, bubble gum.
Okay.
Well, it's gum, but bubble gum. Yeah.
Okay. All right. For you, John, it has a lens or two.
Microscope.
No. They're nice on the eyes.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Making it too hard, aren't I? Okay, here we go. It has six sides. Okay, now this will get it for you.
No, that's
eight. This will get it for you. You shake and toss them.
Six sides. You shake and toss them.
There are usually two of them.
Ooh. I'm overthinking this, I think.
Yes, you are. It has dots on each side.
Dice?
Yeah.
A die?
There you go.
Okay. This one's for you.
Well, I'm the only one here.
They have four legs. That's a bad first clue, but...
A dog.
Okay. They definitely cannot be a house pet.
Horse. Pig.
They hum.
Hum.
Beats me. I'm just reading. Okay, this will help. They have four legs. Definitely can't be a house pet. They have brown and orange spots.
Brown and orange spots. Giraffe?
That's it.
Well, I'm getting nervous doing this now.
We have time for one more.
Final one. All right. Oh, here's one. It's round and delicious.
An apple?
It gets cut into smaller pieces.
Definitely was an apple. Orange?
No, it's a type of food. You're on the right track. That's okay. Clue number three. Number four, also called a pie.
Ooh.
It's a tasty Italian creation.
Cannoli?
You can also get it in slices. Mamma
mia.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Come on, you love pizza.
Pizza. Got it. All right, that's Take a Hint.
When is the right time to move to Adam's Place?
I have enjoyed Adam's Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adam's Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place, across from Walmart.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, You can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
French's Shoes and Boots is your prices. Boots, boots, boots. Find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more. We've got tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories. Boots, boots, boots. Shoes and more. Of course, French's Shoes and Boots has you covered.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to wrap things up here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday morning. Hope you enjoyed the show. A reminder that you can check the podcast coming up, 20 minutes or so. WGNSradio.com. Just look under podcast and Wake Up Crew, which is presented this morning and every morning, powered, as a matter of fact, by Middle Tennessee Electric, whose Sharing Change program has donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes right here in our community. Find out more at MTE.com. They've been making life better here since 1936. Ginger Diaz is our good neighbor of the day today for having a smile, even in difficult times. Ginger Diaz today receives flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS as our good neighbor today. And thanks for all of those who've been sending in those good neighbor nominations. Hey, we need your help. Continue to send them in. 615-893-1450 is the number that you text the word neighbor to. And you'll get a reply back from us. Just tap on that link you get, fill out the info, click submit. We've made it that easy. You can do that from our website as well, or just throw it in the mail. 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro, 37130.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay. Well, you know, I've got a new exercise routine. It's actually my favorite exercise, a combination of a lunge and crunch.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I call it lunch.
Replay.
Big five, flashing five.
It's two fives in a row. What happened?
Three, a five, and a five. You can't go wrong. Well, yeah, you can.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's just like it's there every day.
But Dalton won't be back.
Won't be back until Monday.
So you got a pretty good chance of making a – boy, if you only hadn't had that three.
Yeah, yeah. But at least I know in my heart.
Your jokes are amazing.
What have we learned today?
Okay, well, we learned that there are 10 rewatchable westerns that need to be watched. Stagecoach was one. Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood was two.
Rio Bravo was the number one, I think, wasn't it?
No, Rio Bravo was six.
Oh, okay.
I just said Stagecoach was number one.
Oh.
You looked it up, remember?
Yeah. Okay.
But they're all great westerns. You can't go wrong. And we also, you went over the fall lineup for NBC. As well today.
Yeah, we hit all the networks this week in the 7-Eleven segment. So
really, the NBC didn't change a lot.
No, not a lot.
I mean, I'm surprised they canceled Magnum P.I.
And Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
I never watched Quantum Leap.
Why?
I just...
Oh, it's regular television. It's network television.
No, I just didn't watch
it.
What
network television show did you watch religiously every week? You're not going to miss it.
I don't have one that I watch.
That's why my point is well taken.
Okay. Well, I'm just not going to do it.
You stream. You just stream stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Don't even need Hulu. Just stream it.
Well, that is where I stream things.
Yeah.
It's Hulu. Take a hint. Pretty good. Did another go around of that. And
random questions.
Well, at least Dalton will be back next
that
week.
That is rough without Dalton.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
You're a man
with his
of very
return.
Short answers.
Well, I am who I am. It is what it is.
Yep, afraid of that.
So again, don't forget to check the podcast if you want to listen back to today's show.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, in this town in India back in 2019, a priest married two frogs to gain favor with the rain gods because they had been in a drought for a number of years.
Yeah.
2 months later, the priest had to divorce the frogs because they had relentless rains that destroyed over 9,000 houses.
That true?
That happened in Bethol in India, yeah. Apparently so.
Can't trust a frog nowadays,
no,
can you?
No, had to divorce him. All right, out of here with our song of the day, the third biggest hit of 19...